think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Welcome back to the Luck Changers podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I am your host, Boogs. Join with me as always, my co-host and March Madness aficionado, Tone.
Hello.
And then we have our moderator back after a rare week off, probably his first one since joining the show, AJ the moderator.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, boys.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. We got a couple happy birthdays to throw out there. Tone and AJ basically share a birthday. They're just a day apart. So we're doing a little episode where we're celebrating that too. And we also have a special guest, our favorite listener. He was a guest on the Rutledge Tavern tapes just a few weeks ago.
Yep.
D-Say, welcome to the Luck Changers.
Good to have you, brother. What up, D-Say?
I know you guys can't see us yet, but we got a couple Luck Changers t-shirts in here. That's just a quick little thing because we are planning on starting some merch, gentlemen.
Yeah.
We're in the process.
Yeah, shout out to Dakota's mom who made the shirts. It was my birthday gift. It's also Dakota's mom's birthday today, so shout out to Dakota's mom. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Miss D-Say.
I do want to take a second, too, to shout out to my son, Dominic. We share a birthday. First birthday was yesterday, so happy birthday, son.
Happy birthday, Neff.
That's more birthdays than I can even say.
A lot of birthday love.
Holy cow.
But I'd love to see it.
Happy birthday to all, and to all, a happy St. Patty's Day. Yes, what sir. A weird day to share a birthday, but double party, right?
Yep.
So we, like I said earlier, we have ourselves a March Madness special episode. It's back, baby. We missed this last year. This is one of the most fun times in sports. Even if you're a novice sports fan, even a novice gambler, you are playing brackets. You're putting $5, $10 in. You are playing. You are interested. You are gambling.
Yeah, I think March Madness, as far as a novice gambler tournament goes, is one of the best you can get. You can put $10 in, maybe 20 tops, and you have tons and tons of games that really keep you going, keep you intrigued and invested. So it's a really fun time of year, and we're going to see how everyone plays out.
Yeah, speaking of games, we got four play-in games. Are you guys fans of the play-in games? Do you not like them? What do you guys think?
I'm a fan personally. I just think it gives that, what is it, eight more teams another chance to really say they want to go dancing, especially those smaller name schools, which we'll kind of see in the running trend in these games other than UCLA and Michigan State, obviously.
Right.
But, yeah, it gives them a chance. It gives us an extra day to be degenerates for the most part and just see who's going to match up. They got to play another day. They really got to play for it.
Yeah, I agree. I think the fact that we get an extra game and a couple extra teams get a chance to make an opportunity or at least get seen nationally on TV, I think it's pretty cool. So let's see what we can do. We got four playing games tomorrow, March 18th, to kind of kick off the tournament.
Yeah, we got four games. I'll give you guys the lines, and we can just mess with the spreads on the playing game, see what you guys think. The first one we got here, it's Mount St. Mary's versus Texas Southern, and this is actually just a money line game. What you guys got?
So I think this game, it could be a good one, good matchup. You know, a couple of tough squads here that barely snuck in there. I'm going to have to go ahead and go with Mount St. Mary's. So it should be a back and forth game. It's really hard to see. Texas Southern's won quite a few more games. They went 16-8, so they had a really respectable record. But for me, I think Mount St. Mary's is experienced, and they're going to come out and, you know, kind of show the world what they can do. So I'm going to go ahead and take Mount St. Mary's.
Yeah, I actually watched Texas Southern a couple games earlier this year. And every time I've seen them play, they've played tough. It's not like they're going out and getting blown out. And when you look at the odds or the spread on it, it might say it's a pick right now, but Texas Southern's at that minus 112, and then Mount St. Mary's minus 108. So it, a very slight favorite. And it looks like the markets are kind of trending towards Texas Southern. So I don't always like to play the markets, but about 60 to 65% of the time I do jump on kind of where the bet's trending. So I'm going to do that and go up against you and take Texas Southern. And I think a lot of people know more about Mount St. Mary, and I think they're trying to bait you into taking them. And I think they just got a catfish with my co-host. You know?
Love to see it.
Yeah, so Texas Southern, I think it will be a fun game to watch, though.
Yeah, I think the next one here is probably going to be the play-in game of the tournament out of the four play-in games, I guess you could say. We have the 11 seed Drake, which is -1.5 points, versus 11 seed Wichita State. What do you guys got on this one?
Yeah, so Wichita State, the past few years, maybe the past 7 to 9 years, they've been a relatively known school. They've been known to have really good records, find themselves in a relatively higher seed in the 5 and 4 spot, and find their way throughout the tournament. A lot of people know about Wichita State, but not too many people know about Drake, the artist, State Farm doubling guy. I don't know much about Drake basketball, personally. So,
I love Drake.
With that being said, and they're, what was it, 1.5?
Yes, sir.
Wichita State's favored in? The markets are heading towards Wichita State? Am I allowed to pass games?
Yeah, it's your show. Do whatever you want.
That wasn't confident. I am going to... I'm going to take Drake -1.5. It's one of those fishy lines. I'm going to go fishing. That's what I'm going for it.
I couldn't agree more. I've been following Drake a little bit here. I feel like they've been a pretty tough team. They started off... They won about their first 15 to 18 games. They really came on and... I feel like the public was starting to get more familiar with them. Unfortunately, they're matched up against Wichita State. I think it should be a great game. If they were facing any of the other playoff teams, pretty much, or play-in teams, that is, I probably would take Drake. I'm still going to take Drake here. I don't feel as confident in this, but I got to ride with them, so I will join you, and we'll luck that one in as far as Drake goes.
All right. Luck it in. I actually picked Drake to beat Wichita State, and then I actually have Drake beating USC in the next round. So, big fan of Drake the artist and the basketball team.
Very nice. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, I don't actually hate that pick against USC because they only really have that Mobley guy. And other than that, I'm not sold on him.
Yeah, that's going to take us to our third playing game. We got 16 seed Norfolk State +3 points versus the 16 seed Appalachian State. And what do you guys got?
Honestly, I don't feel really good about this game at all. If I have to pick a side, I guess I'll go with Norfolk State. I mean, I'm not a big fan of either program. I think this should be a pretty tough matchup. I know Appalachian State is favored. They're -3. But if I had to pick, I'll pick Norfolk State. But I would not quote me on that.
Quoted.
Thank you.
So this is basically just... who's going to lose the Gonzaga matchup?
Yep.
You don't know if either team's really going to come out and play with that kind of motivation, like, oh, we're going to make a run. Yeah, I know last tournament we had a 16 upset the one seed of Virginia. What was that, UCMB? But, I don't think either of these teams are even close to Gonzaga. So I'm just going to go with Appalachian State, given that 3 points, they're the favorite, and I also don't have much on either of these teams, but I did see in my Facebook memories from about 5 or 6 years ago, I had made a status that said Norfolk State is the truth. I'm going completely against what younger Boogs has said. So I am going with Appalachian State -3, plus the markets are heading that way.
All right. Well, our last play-in game, it's kind of weird because you would look at this matchup and you think it's two powerhouse men's basketball teams. They probably have... Well, they do have double-digit national titles between the two of them. We have the 11 seed UCLA Bruins +2 points taking on 11 seed Michigan State Spartans.
Yeah, so obviously you got Tom Izzo over there coaching for Michigan State. Doesn't exactly find himself in these kind of games much, But Michigan State has been so lackluster this year. I don't know whether that's because of them or because they have a stacked conference they're playing in this year with Illinois, Ohio State, Purdue, Iowa. I mean, some top-tier teams. So I'm going to go with UCLA. They're getting that 1.5 points. I'm pretty sure this opened at close to a pick. So I don't know. If I'm getting that 1.5 points, I like UCLA. I even like them to move on to the round of 32.
I think we're going to have to go head-to-head again. Oh. I couldn't disagree with you more on this one particularly. I think Tom Izzo is a tough coach. He's in a play-in. He's not, like you said, he doesn't find himself in this predicament. And I think they're going to come out and get the job done. They've had some really good quality wins this year. They beat number one seed Illinois, number one seed Michigan, number two seed Ohio State. They beat Indiana. They beat Nebraska, Penn State. They've had some really good quality wins. They've also had some tough losses. I think if they can kind of muster through and come together as a unit on that one night, they definitely should be able to get the dub. So I'll take -1.5 all day. I'm taking the Spartans to advance to the NCAA tournament.
Okay. It should be a fun matchup.
So we have four playing games. We have two head-to-heads. We got a special guest here, so why don't we throw it over to Dakota? You could be our tiebreaker for these two games. We got UCLA and Michigan State. Who do you like on this one?
I like UCLA. Michigan State relies on Aaron Henry way too much.
Oh.
If they're going to win, he's going to need 20 or more points. UCLA, they have 5-6 players that can score double digits anytime.
Yeah, that's a great pick. I can't agree with you anymore.
Great insight.
Fantastic pick.
Yeah, fantastic pick. That's going to take us to the first playing game. We have Mount St. Mary's versus Texas Southern. Who do you like on this one?
I like Texas Southern on this.
Yeah, he does. Oh, heavy Nate.
Fuck me to tears.
He said it. He said, what were we at? That's
sorry, Vet.
And that was Tone. Tone said it.
Tone's filthy.
I think Texas Southern, they're a pretty big team. Rebound pretty well. I just think they got the advantage over Mount St. Mary's.
I mean, this guy is a genius.
I like the insight.
He's so
yeah, it's great.
I mean,
it's good. We shall see. I hope you get the dubs. I like it.
I bet you do.
Yeah. So that's the four playing games. I think the way we're gonna do this episode is we're not gonna do every game because we'll be here for hours. But I think we've all agreed we're gonna do our Sweet 16s by region. I don't know when you guys want to start this off.
Yeah, I'll start it. I'll go with the most obvious one at this point. Mm-hmm. Is obviously I'm going to take the number one seed in the West region, and that's going to be Gonzaga. They have three players in the first and second team all college basketball, and that's so rare to see. They got a bunch of studs over there. Mark Few is a hell of a coach. I think Gonzaga rules through this tournament. They're the best team. They're undefeated. There's no way anyone's not going to let them in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm definitely going to unveil that as my first Sweet 16 team out of the West region. It's easy. You already captured all of it.
Nice. Yeah, Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
So, okay, yeah, that's that 4-for-4 yeah. Sweet. So, we might go to their matchup. Maybe we have a couple of different takes on it. Fowler Tone, what do you think?
So for my second team, I feel like quite a few people had them winning the first game. I don't know if they had them winning the second game, but I feel confident in this squad. I think they have a really good team, and they have a good base and a foundation. So I'm going to go ahead and take the Ohio Bobcats to advance to the Sweet 16.
That was his alma mater, fact. So it was probably easier to pick in his case. But then again, we might have a luck it in somewhere around the table.
Okay, I do have so Ohio's the 13th seed. They're playing number 4 Virginia in the first round. I actually have Ohio beating Virginia as well, but I do have Creighton beating Ohio to go to my Sweet 16.
Okay.
I have Ohio in my Sweet 16.
Wow.
And I'm really love to see that. 3 out of 4. I'm going to take my co-host alma mater and take Ohio. Not only do I have Ohio in Sweet 16, I have them beating UC Santa Barbara.
Wow. Very interesting.
Because I know you guys followed the tournaments, there's always a 12-13 matchup in the second round. And I think you're looking at it. Okay. So I'm going to go with Ohio. So 3 out of 4, We pulled our balls out for that.
Yeah, that's interesting. I like that. So if you're a listener and you see Ohio, I apologize, I don't have it pulled up here, but I would imagine the odds, if you were to take Ohio on the money line, grab it.
Yeah,
you get a nice little payout.
All day.
And that'll take us to our next game. I'm going to be pretty boring here, unfortunately. I got Kansas.
I have USC.
Ooh. See, I've been contemplating between the two. I think whoever wins that, I don't know. I think I like that Drake team you guys been talking about.
Yeah, Jersey Drake's going to beat USC in the first round, so I don't know how they're going to
It would be interesting to see that Kansas-Drake matchup. But Eastern Washington is nothing to sneeze at. But I am going to also be boring with AJ, and I'm going to take Kansas.
Yeah.
Bill Self, I mean, it's hard to go against them. They're extremely overrated, or underrated, I mean, this year, or in this tournament. So I think Kansas is going to get there.
Yeah, it's hard not to take Kansas. I mean, I really like that Drake team. I think Wichita State, I think either one of them are tough as hell, and I think either one of them are going to beat USC, to be honest with you.
Nice.
I don't know if you know who's going to win that final matchup to make it to the Sweet 16, but I'll go ahead and keep it boring. Go with KU.
Well, you got to keep it boring sometimes. You mm-hmm. can't go crazy upset all the time,
right?
No.
So Dakota, we got one more team that has to fill that region Sweet 16. Who do you got?
I have Iowa.
Yeah,
same.
I also have Iowa. I like Luka Garza. Bohannon's got an absolute strap. They've been playing in a tough Big Ten conference, and they've succeeded well. Obviously, they're not going to get all their dubs against Ohio State and Illinois. So I think Iowa gets – I mean, they're battle-tested. They're a tough squad, so I think that's an easy 4-for-4.
Well, that will take us to the East region. So for the East region, I'm going to go ahead and keep it boring as well. I'm going to take Michigan. I think they do have some injuries and things going on, but I think they can still go ahead and make it to the Sweet 16.
I actually have a different pick than you, my fair sir. I have the 8-seed LSU in my Sweet 16. I don't fuck with Michigan. I'm not taking them. I'm not putting money on them. They cost me some big units earlier in the season, so give me LSU.
Yeah, I got Michigan Sweet 16.
Yeah, I feel like that's the easy pick, but I don't like LSU whatsoever. Oh. I think St. Bonnie's has a super good chance of making it to the Sweet 16. So I think we see our biggest upset of the tournament. Funny thing about St. Bonnie's, they only play 6 guys the whole entire game.
Okay,
I had watched them playing in their tournament, and they have 5 guys who are averaging over 10 points a game. So I think St. Bonnie's beats Michigan, sends that team from up north home. I'm going with St. Bonaventures. I don't even know if I said that right.
St. Bonaventures.
That's why I said St. Bonnie. I said it.
I thought St. Bonnie was more than appropriate.
Well, I appreciate it.
The one thing that worries me about a team that plays 6 guys primarily is now I got to worry about fucking COVID concerns. I got to worry about foul trouble.
Yep.
I got to worry about an injury. I got to worry about just having an off night. So for me, like, I like them in that first game, but it's hard for me to pick a team to win multiple games when you have all those external factors. But I like it.
Yeah, let's ride and see what happens. Defense is nasty, man.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, both those teams are going to be a very nice defensive matchup in the first round.
All right, so the next spot in the Sweet 16 here, I'm going to continue keeping it boring like my last one with Kansas. Give me the Florida State Seminoles with the 4-seed.
I have the same thing.
Okay. I actually don't have either 4 or 5-seed making it out of the first round. I have another 12-13 matchup in which I ended up taking Georgetown to go to the Sweet 16, but beating UNCG. So I think on that side of the bracket, I'm going balls deep. I'm deeper than Smucker's ice cream.
You know, I think Nate's really trying to show his unit and just pull it out, and it's not a showing contest here.
Nice unit.
So I don't give a shit about your first round upsets. We're talking about the Sweet 16 here. But I'm also going to take Georgetown. I can't help it.
They're hot.
I like Georgetown. I really like them going into that championship game that they just won. Now I feel like they're a little overvalued, but Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take Georgetown as well. So me and Nate both got Georgetown to advance to the Sweet 16.
That's another one where if you're at home and you're looking to gain some units, maybe you put a couple bucks on Georgetown money line, because the odds are going to be well in your favor if you were to hit that. And if you lose, no big deal. But if two out of four of us are thinking Georgetown's going to win, I'd say it's worth putting a couple bucks on it. But I think that'll take us to our next spot in the Sweet 16. What are you thinking on that one, Dakota?
I have Texas. I was really high on Oklahoma State, and they just whooped them in that championship game.
Yeah, the entire Luck Changers podcast team was pretty high on Oklahoma State, and I think we all dropped some units, even made like a Facebook post, and we looked not so intelligent after that game. Texas really showed out.
Yeah, so with that knowledge, and I'm never going to bet against Texas again. So I'm going to also take Texas to go to the Sweet 16. I'm going to start to get a little boring here for a couple rounds.
Yeah, I don't want to speak for Tone, but I'm also going to just go ahead and take Texas. Lesson learned. Sorry for going against you. Give me Texas.
Yeah, it's easy for me. I'm also going to take Texas. They're a tough squad, and I think that they have all the components to make it to the Sweet 16 at least. So I will take Texas.
So that brings us to the last game of our bracket. I really think this team has a good chance to have a rematch for the championship here as the BCS championship, or not BCS, It's the Final Four, or what do they call the, what is that, the new national championship?
I think it's just the playoff.
Yeah, the college playoff. Yeah. So I think it's going to be Alabama, Ohio State in the national championship.
Oh.
But I'm just pulling my balls out here.
Okay.
So I'm going to take Alabama easily going to the Sweet 16. This team is talented. They're the real deal. Watch out for Bama this year.
I agree. I like Bama. I'm going to take them as well to advance us to Sweet 16. Although I think that UConn team's tough. I think they're going to meet UConn in the second round, and who knows what could happen. But ultimately, I'll go ahead and take Bama as well.
Yeah, I actually like UConn better in the second round game than in their first round game, as oddly as that sounds.
Yeah, it's all about matchups, so that definitely makes sense.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to ride the two of you, and I'm going to definitely take Alabama. I have Alabama over UConn. I think that's a pretty safe take, and I'm just going to go ahead and speak for our special guest, Disay. He's gonna go ahead and take Alabama as well, so you can pretty much look that in.
You love to see that. So that will take us to the South region. So for the South region, again, I'll keep it boring. I'm going to go ahead and take Baylor. It's hard not to. They're tough as hell.
Yeah. Give me Baylor. No comment.
Baylor.
Yeah, I like Mark Vidal down low for Baylor. He's so aggressive, so tough. He didn't make a first or second team all college basketball, which is odd to me. But they had another guy make the first team, I believe. His name's slipping my mind right now. I think Baylor can rule, and I think they might be the favorites in this tournament this year. Sweet 16 Baylor.
All right. So, sorry, I got my brackets mixed up a little bit here, but that's going to take us to the next round. I guess I'm up first. This should be an interesting one. I like Villanova, but ultimately I got to go Purdue. Big Ten's tough this year. I think Purdue's pretty tough. And I see Purdue matching up against Baylor in the Sweet 16.
Give me Villanova.
Fuck you.
A rare fuck from our moderator, AJ, but we're keeping it in there.
That's the second one. I'm keeping stats over here.
That's the second one. All time?
Okay. Yeah, it might be the second one of all time.
I did set the tone with the...
Yeah, you started it.
FMTT, but...
Yep. I haven't said fuck yet, so... Anyway.
Wow.
I do like Purdue. I like their size. It seems like year in and year out, Purdue has a big, solid team. I also think they're the most underrated team in the Big Ten. I like Winthrop a lot. I know they only lost one game. I think they have a really solid chance to make it to Sweet 16. But with Purdue's size, a small school like that just can't hang, I don't think. So I'm going to go with the Boilermakers going to the Sweet 16 as well, keeping it boring.
I'm going to go ahead and go with Villanova as well. It makes me a little weary because they have the injury to the point guard position, but I'm still going to go ahead and take them. I think they're a tough squad, so I will take Villanova.
That's still not a bad pick at all. Who do you got in that? Do you got anything special there, DC, for that next matchup?
Arkansas.
Yeah, I'm pretty on Arkansas too. I'm super boring in this region. I literally went 1, 2, 3, 4. No spoiler alerts or anything. But yeah, I think Arkansas has got that tough defense. The Razorbacks, I think, make it to the Sweet 16.
I also like Arkansas. I think they're a tough squad. They really showed themselves as far as their conference tournament goes, and I think they have a lot of potential. So I will go with the Arkansas Razorbacks as well.
Good pick. So I think that leads me to lead off with, I think, should be a roundtable agreeance with the hometown Ohio State Buckeyes making it to the Sweet 16. I don't think Oral Roberts, giggity, or Florida or Virginia Tech could even stand a chance against Ohio State. They're playing hot. I know they lost a Big Ten championship game, but they came back in that game, sent it to overtime. I know they lost their mojo for a little bit there, lost 4 or 5 games in a row, but Ohio State is playing hot now, and that's all that matters. Ohio State, Sweet 16.
You had me at Oral. I was sold. So I will also take the Buckeyes. I think they're a really tough squad. They can not close games well, but I think they're well coached, and they have some bangers on that team. So they're tough, they're resilient, and I'll take the Buckeyes to advance to the Sweet 16 at least.
I'm going to also take Ohio State. I feel pretty confident that they can make it this far, but I actually don't feel like this is going to be a luck it in. I just have a feeling that the next person to go up is not taking Ohio State, but go ahead. What do you got?
I have Ohio State, as much as it kills me to say.
Wow.
Virginia Tech, they're a little banged up. Their best three-point shooter is out for the first round, but I think they're going to sneak by Florida, but I have the Ohio State beating them.
I love to see that. That will take us to our last region. We have the Midwest region. Again, I will be very obvious and boring here. I'm going to go ahead and take Illinois. It's hard not to take them to advance to the Sweet 16 at least, so I will go ahead and take them.
That's going to lead to me, I'm guessing. Illinois.
Yeah, I have Illinois win the championship, so I have them in there.
Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty popular trend. Illinois is, other than Baylor, probably the favorite to win it all. I love Loyola Chicago. I had them in my Final Four when they made it there. I can hang my hat on that. I'm just pulling out my gack. So I do want to take Loyola going to the Sweet 16, but I have to go with Illinois. I love their point guard. He's got the black mask LeBron going. I think Illinois has a good chance to win it all as well. So, AJ, that brings you to arguably it could be a big upset around here.
Yeah, I'm going to just go ahead and take the best player in the entire tournament, even though they really let me down against Texas. Give me Oklahoma State.
I'm pretty big on Oklahoma State, so I have them in there too.
See, I learned my lesson. We were all in on them. We put extra units on them.
Big units.
I love Cunningham. He's probably the best player in the country, but I don't even think they win the first round. I am going to take 13 seed Liberty. Liberty, Liberty, Liberty. Not a paid promotion. I am taking 13 seed Liberty to go to the Sweet 16. I had our co-host had sent us a TikTok. We are on TikTok, by the way. And they were one of, I think, what, 4 teams to match all the requirements of all the past national championship teams or whatever. Good TikTok to watch. You also want to check us out on TikTok. Look to your podcast. That's but anyway, fun. I am taking 13 seed Liberty to go to Sweet 16.
I like Liberty as well. I do hate that they're matched up against Oklahoma State because, again, there's no doubt about it. Kate Cunningham is the best player in the draft. He's fantastic. I'm not going to put my cock on the table like Nate has been doing all night. I'm just going to go ahead and say what I have for the Sweet 16, which was Oklahoma State.
Wow.
So I will follow that trend as well.
So who do we got here?
I have Syracuse, Sweet 16.
Wow, not a bad
pick.
That
zone defense.
Nice. Jim Boeheim, he picks his nose on the bench. It's a thing. There was bets on it. Over under 1.5 times, Jim Boeheim gets caught picking his nose on camera. It was a thing. But I do have Syracuse winning that first matchup, but I have West Virginia going on to the Sweet 16. My most boring pick in this, obviously other than Illinois, but I think West Virginia has a way tough team this year.
I like West Virginia as well. They had their COVID scares, et cetera, so I feel like the public kind of got off them. But the public was riding them for a good amount of time. So I'm going to continue to ride them, and I'll take West Virginia as well.
I like Desai's pick with Cuse. I do have them beating San Diego State in the first round, but I Same. Do have West Virginia in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I do like that Cuse pick too.
So I'm obviously going to lead this one off because I think I have the biggest upset in this whole entire bracket by taking Cleveland State, the 15 seed, to go to the Sweet 16. I don't see anyone in those first two games that they cannot beat. Houston, yeah, they're a tough team, but I think they're the most overrated team in the conference. I don't think either Clemson or Rutgers are all that special, so I'm taking Cleveland State to go to the Sweet 16.
Other than Nate, with the Cleveland State pick, I feel like the three of us are probably going to go Houston, or am I wrong on that?
I'm going to take Houston. I mean, it's hard not
Houston
to.
Big.
Yeah, big I'm Houston. Definitely taking Houston. What? Big, big.
Big, big.
Their All conference right. is trash.
So interesting, but I think that'll wrap up our Sweet 16s. And with that, let's take our shot.
Well, here, we're going to do a quick little shot. But before that, obviously, you can find this Luck Changers podcast on your Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok even.
Gmail.
But, oh, and we have our email address. It's luckchangerspodcast@gmail.com. If you ever have any questions, if you want to know what team we like for the night. But more importantly, you have to book your bay as soon as possible because we plan on selling out 1899. 1899 Golf in Canton, Ohio. We're having our live episode interview, 4:30 p.m., April 7th. The Canton locations, 4700 Everhard Road Northwest. You have to stay tuned. You have to book. You want to be there. Even if you can't be there at 4:30, we are having our own Luck Changers Bay at 6 p.m. If you want to come and talk to us, check us out. Make sure you're there. Follow us at the Luck Changers. As far as I am your host, Boogs, my co-host, Fowler Tone, moderator, AJ, special guest, D-Say, we are the Luck Changers, and we are out. Cheers.
Adios.
Happy birthday,
Happy
boys.
Happy birthday, brother.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Paddy's.
Happy St.
Cheers.
Paddy's.
Cheers.
Peace.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.